Dave Moore
on Today FM.
My next guest, it is Carl Henry, who is a personal trainer, a podcaster, a presenter, and an author now, Carl. You can add that to your list as well.
Good morning. How are you? How's it going?
Really good. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. Appreciate it.
Listen, delighted to be here. It's a great time of year. Everyone's out getting fit, getting moving. So it's a lovely time to chat all things health, wellness, walking. And if listeners have any questions, they can pop them in.
Yeah, 087-4100-102. We'll put them to Carl in a few minutes' time. But let's talk about walking, because I have a feeling you're being a bit sneaky here, Carl. I think you've written this book called The Walking Effect, and it appeals to people like me, maybe the couch potato who goes, walking, yeah, I could try walking. I bet you by the end of the book you go, and now to do a marathon. No, I'm only messing, because I've actually read through it and I realize you don't do that.
Thankfully not. Although people do walk marathons. Yeah,
they do,
it's
they
really
do.
Good. It's really good. It's really good for you. It's a great form of exercise. I suppose the reason for the book is to remind people that it isn't always about the, you know, the scary stuff, the really hardcore stuff. We've forgotten that we need to move, and we need to move as much as we possibly can throughout the day. And that's what our 2 feet are there for. If we have the ability to do it, we need to do it more often. And then it's trying to inspire people to take that a step further, whether it's mountains, whether it's beach walks or whatever it may be. But it's bringing it back to basics. It's the simplest form of exercise we have. We're presented with choices every single day to move more and to walk. So on the way into work this morning, where did you park your car? Were you closest to the office or were you further away? Did you take the stairs or did you take the elevator or the escalator or the lift or whatever? You know, these are all very simple opportunities to move. And it's trying to remind people that, like, it's so easy that you almost second guess it or you forget about it.
But that's a really good point. I think a lot of people maybe would look, particularly with the, I suppose, the narrative around, you know, wellness and fitness in particular, it can be a little bit overwhelming, a little bit intimidating maybe sometimes for some people. But walking maybe seems like, it's not really going to do anything for me though, is it? Like, do you have to end up running the marathon or whatever? But I guess the whole point of your book is, it's called The Walking Effect, because you are going to explain to people the positive effects that walking has, and not, genuinely, not needing to go and join a gym or do a marathon or whatever. You can do all those things if you want, you know, but for somebody who's approaching exercise either for the first time or for the first time in a long time, walking is a really, really excellent base to start with, right?
It is. There are so many barriers to exercise. So cost being one, location being another, time being another, fear being another, actually. And walking, when people think about it, all they think of strolling. And that's called, strolling is kind of general daily movement. It's what we do day to day. It's walking around the house. It's walking to work. It's just strolling. You're never overly impacted kind of physically by it. But then we have real walking, which is that you're getting slightly out of breath. So the two different types are important to recognize. That idea of 10,000 steps, that's all strolling. It's called GDM, or general daily movement.
Right.
Then for it to be exercise, the simplest way to explain that is huffing and puffing, that you've got to walk fast enough to get slightly out of breath. Whether it's up a hill, whether it's walking faster, whether it is walking with a weighted vest or a weighted backpack, or that's exercise. So the body's pushed in terms of from a heart perspective, from a lungs perspective, from a muscles perspective. And like, you're going to burn calories, you're going to deal with stress, you're going to deal with you're going to sleep better, you're going to eat better. It's all free. Like, this is the beauty of it, right? Yeah, like, yeah. All these things we search
no
for.
No monthly membership here.
Well, it's the simplicity of it. And when you look online, everything is so complicated now. There's coaches for all invented things that really doesn't matter. It's so simple that we lose track of it. And sometimes we do search for, we want to buy our way into wellness. We want to spend it. Well, actually, you don't need to. This is the foundation of it. And then you have to build in your weight-bearing exercise,
sure,
like weight training. Absolutely, yeah. You do. But if you can make a better GDM or increase your general daily movement, like even this morning, if you get off the, it's a beautiful morning down here in West Cork. If it's the same wherever you're listening in, if you get off the bus one stop earlier and walk that 5 minutes, that's movement. If you on your lunch break decide not to take the lift, that's movement. If you leave the car at home, that's movement. It's all about getting as much movement in as we can. And then it's seamless, it's easy, it doesn't cost anything. You integrate it into your day and into your life. And then all of a sudden, guess what? You're happier. you are lighter, you're feeling better, you have more muscle tone, your joints are stronger, you're reducing your osteoporosis risk factors. There's nothing it doesn't do. And that is that's the sales pitch, right? This is why you have to walk more, you know?
And tell me, can you walk better? As in, like, you know, we can all walk within reason. But are there ways of improving the manner in which we walk?
Yeah, there are. So tech neck is big, right? So tech neck is walking with your phone, looking forward. The head is 12 or 14 pounds. It's placing a huge amount of pressure on your neck, your back. And then you're reporting that and having to go and see a physio for it. So you're basically, when you're walking, you should be neutral in terms of where you're looking. You're looking straight ahead, slightly down, but not bringing your neck forward. And that's important from a postural perspective. The one key thing everyone needs to know and everyone should know is their gait. So your gait is how your foot hits the ground when you walk. You either walk on the outside of your foot or the inside of your foot or neutral across the sole of the foot. We should all be aiming to be neutral. And different runners are built for different gait types. You can get this done in a sports store. The easiest way to do it is if you go home to, like, look at your shoes. You know how they're always worn on one side?
Yeah, totally.
If your shoe is worn on one side, you're wearing the wrong shoe for your foot type. Your gait needs to be assessed. So next time you're buying runners, don't buy the brand, don't buy the color. Get your gait checked first. And that's the first point of contact your body has with the ground. If you want to reduce your injury risk profile, get that sorted first and foremost. And then you reduce your risk of injuries dramatically over the course of time.
That is brilliant. Yeah, no, seriously good advice. Okay, Carl, stick with me because there's a lot of questions coming in on 087-4100-102 and we'll get to them in a couple of minutes' time. Owen's got a question for you straight away. He goes, does Carl know he's talking to the laziest man in Ireland? Dave keeps agreeing with him. Dave's a spoofer and a fraudster. Yeah, Carl, you're so right. You're a disgrace, Dave, says Owen Delaney. Now, Owen is right. I don't know if he's right for calling me a disgrace and a spoofer. I'm not agreeing with you in terms of my lifestyle, Carl. I'm agreeing with you in terms of people who are interested in achieving whatever they want to achieve. But yeah, look, you know, people like you, Carl, you rightly tell people, you know, get out of your comfort zone. I'm like, look at the size of the arse groove in my comfort zone. It's tremendous. So I'm definitely not one of your target audience, Carl, but I should be. But maybe I'll pick it up for 2026. Who knows? Maybe some of the listener questions will inspire me, actually. Sarah Jane says, Carl, headphones or no headphones when I'm going walking?
Oh, great question. So headphones, but try something like the Shocks. They're really good because they work through bone conduction. So they sit on the front of the bone, just in front of the ear. So you can still hear traffic and cars and you can still hear noises, but you can listen to music at the same time. I've used them for years. They're brilliant.
And what would you recommend to listen to? Like, does it matter? Is it okay if it's music or a podcast or whatever?
It's up to you. Like, you know, you can listen to an audiobook, you can listen to music. Music will generally get you walking faster. There is a subconscious kind of beat component to that where a fast beat gets you going faster. But it's it's building your exercise around you and what you like. So if you like an audiobook, go for it. If it's a podcast, absolutely go for it, or whatever suits you that gets you, encourages you to get out. Like, that's the important thing.
Yeah, it needs to attract you out there. Exactly.
Yeah, but it's important to stay safe, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, make sure you got your wits about you. Sandra says, ask Carl about these Tai Chi walking ads I'm being overloaded with on Instagram. Oh my God, Sandra, I'm the same. And I was talking to Dermot Whelan the other day and he was saying he's also being targeted with them. So Carl, walking Tai Chi, is that a thing we should be worried about?
Tai Chi is amazing. I was in Beijing years ago and we did Tai Chi over there. It's phenomenal. Like, it's so good for you. I'm not sure while you're walking. No. walking in itself is mindful, right? I've had that chat with Dermot several times. Like, being mindful in the moment when you're walking is so beneficial from a mental health perspective.
Yeah.
Taking a nature walk, taking in the sights around you, walking by water. These are all, you know, benefits that will come with it, but I would leave the Tai Chi for a separate practice.
Well, the fact that all the ads are AI generated, one of the best ones is a daughter in her kind of, she might be in her 20s, she says a sentence that isn't English to a guy who's in his 60s, looks incredible, and is sitting with no top on for no reason in a podcast studio. But anyway, she says something like, what if my dad exercised more is now good? And you're like, you're not even trying, AI. You're not even trying. Mark in Galway says, I started back in the gym after months out. I want to do a quick session in the mornings going forward. What's the most effective 3-day split I can do while also incorporating a couple of 5Ks? Wow, Mark's getting at it.
Marcus, that's a proper New Year's resolution there. Okay, so in terms of splits, you can mix and match that any way you want. If you want to do, say, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you're going to do chest and back. You're going to do biceps, triceps, legs and core. That's a really easy way to split it and then combine that with the 5K training. He just needs to watch his recovery, that he's not doing too much. There's a bit of New Year's resolutions about that kind of concept. So maybe watch your heart rate and watch your resting heart rate. If your resting heart rate begins to increase over the course of those weeks and months when you're trying that regime, pull it back by one session and watch the resting heart rate come back to normal. So overtraining is a big thing in January and February. We see it all the time, doing too much too soon, not having enough recovery time. So just watch for the resting heart rate and it should not go up. If it begins to go up, it means you're overtraining and need to pull it back a little bit. But that kind of split will work with those 5K runs.
Okay.
And hopefully it works for him, yeah.
And Connor Burke says, can you be healthy without loving exercise?
Oh God, yeah. health is different things to different people, right?
Sure.
So health at the moment for a lot of people is saunas and cold plunging. That's health.
Mm.
It's sleeping better. That's health. It's dealing with stress better. It's mindfulness. Exercise is one component of it. The reason that we're, people like myself, are always on talking about it and writing books about it is the fact that we're trying to help people to live better and to live longer and to live healthier. And that's what it's, I suppose, that's where it's really about. So the exercise piece is important because as we get older, we lose muscle mass. The more muscle mass we lose, the faster we age. And that's the key thing about doing weight-bearing exercise like a squat or a lunge or a bench press or adding weights in the gym. It's about aging health and maintaining your muscle mass. Just like your gait that we talked about earlier before the song, everyone should know how much muscle mass they have and maintain that for as long as they can as they get older. And you can do that with a smart scales. Even the cheaper ones will give you a decent sense of it.
Yeah.
But that muscle mass is crucial. So yes, you can be healthier with exercise, but we want you to age better, to age longer, to have more muscle mass to stop you from falling as you get older. And that's why we're all promoting walking as weight-bearing exercise or gym work as weight-bearing exercise. It's an essential for lifelong health. And that's the really key bit. Love it or loathe it. That's the reason we're promoting it, you know?
Absolutely. The Walking Effect by Carl Henry. The magic of walking for well-being and the best places in Ireland to do it. Carl, thanks very much for coming on. Thanks for answering all those questions. And we'll see you out for a walk soon.
Great to talk to you. Thanks,
Will. Nice one, Carl. See you. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.